Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
Yay.
It feels like we were just all together podcasting just a few days ago, which we were for our bonus episode.
A month ago.
Our bonus episode?
Yes, that felt like eternity ago.
I felt like it was like yesterday.
Therein lies the difference between you and I.
How you doing, Tanya?
Honestly, I'm actually really doing probably the best I've done this entire time today. I wore shoes to work this morning. I did my like light thing that I used to do when I would walk in the studio and I would like turn on the lights and flicker them and be like, good morning, everybody. I did that this morning. I did my jump rope this morning and I'm just like in a good mental state.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Good. Did you have a good weekend? What happened?
Very touch and go over here at the Rad Shack. It's very up and down with the emotions. And right now I'm on a high. So
yeah, I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Honestly, it's like ups and downs and extremes, like highs and lows.
Yeah, and as for you, is it just straight across, just even?
I'm just a straight line.
Just a horizontal horizon for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing where I have moments where I'm not in the middle is just thinking about, like, you know, I go into, like, when is it going to end? When are we going to get to see our friends again? When am I going to get to hug my people, you know? I'm hoping that this will, you know, make me more social and more willing to say yes to things now.
I don't know if it's going to go back to normal, like if we're going to be hugging and stuff when we go back.
No one's going to stop Tanya from hugging people.
That's true.
Tanya's going to stop herself, I think.
People are going to be more apprehensive. I feel like people are going to be meet with like a one of those.
Stopped you before? Have you had to stop? Have you gone to hug people and then be like, no, please don't, because I don't see that stopping you.
No, I've never had anybody do that, but I feel like people are going to be doing that.
They might. Just saying it's going to take an act of Congress to get you to stop hugging people.
It's like going to take getting arrested for you to stop. The threat of arrest.
She'd welcome people to her cell, though. She'd be like, welcome to jail, and she'd hug them.
Do you want to know the saddest thing? So Red Star was here over the weekend, and so we were walking to the grocery store down the street from me, and Tawny and Morgan, who are our friends that live across the street, were like across the street, but I live across a busy, like it's a pretty girthy street, not like you can't just go rogue like crossing it without a crosswalk. And so we saw them and I was like waving, like I literally just like kept waving at them, and they were talking to somebody that was like pulled over on the side of the road in the car, so they're clearly like talking to somebody, and so we just keep walking and I just keep turning around and like waving, and then I keep turning around like hoping that they're gonna come like where we're going so that I can see them at some point, you know what I mean? And he literally looks to me and he was like, you're so starved for like human interaction, like you can just tell by the way that you're literally hawkeyeing your friends across the street as they're like just, and then they turn right, they go into the neighborhood instead of where we were going. And I was like, oh,
that is, there was my so chance. Funny.
That was my he chance.
Said you're so starved for human interaction. Sad. I know. I can't even imagine, like, if I'm kind of struggling and like, you know, every time if I go on a walk or something and see someone, I'm like, hi, you know,
everybody that I pass, I'm like, hi, hey.
No, I was going to say, if I'm like that, I can't imagine what you social extroverts are feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Not going to lie.
Well, you did have there was an eventful event that took place this weekend for you, a learning experience.
Uh-huh. I got to tell you. I was very cocky going into this. So Red Star needed a hair trim and I was like very cocky going into it. I was like, totally, I could totally do that for you, you know, whatever. And then he was a little bit apprehensive. Like, I'm not so sure I want to let you do it. So I was like, okay, I'll take it seriously. I'll watch some videos. So I watched some videos, and I have to say they helped me tremendously. Because had I not watched them, there's no chance I would have done a good job. And because I watched them, I knew exactly how to do it. And I have to tell you, that hairline is so, like, straight and, like, perfect. I couldn't have done a better job if you paid me.
I feel like he would have been like bald star if you hadn't watched the videos for help. You would have just been like, just a little more. I'll just leave it out.
No, I probably would have just like cut where it looked patchy, but you really are supposed to cut it into a square is what they told me to do. And it looks so bomb. I actually think he was even like, whoa, nicely done.
He's like done spending money on haircuts because he's got his own barbershop.
I don't know about that far because I don't think I could do the length as well, but the cleaning up the hairline was like such a breeze. I could do it in my sleep.
Great. Great news. I'm glad that you just got, I mean, that's a pretty nice skill to have.
Thank you so much.
Now, is there a chance we could post those before and after photos, or is that too much of him exposed? Because it's just the back of his head.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask him if I could post it because I sent it to like Ryan and Sisney and Patty this morning, and they were like super impressed with my job as well. So I'm going to ask him if I can post it.
That's great. I mean, it's just crumbs, but we'll take any crumbs we can get at this point.
We got to see his arm hair in the cooking video. We got a hand. So we're really good. He's exposing himself a lot. The back of the head's going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. I also gave him a facial this weekend. And so I'm just like really expanding my horizons. I'm like, what do you call a facialist?
Esthetician.
I'm an esthetician, a barber.
Yeah.
Radio girl.
You should open a spa. Radio girl.
Just expanding the resume as we go.
I'm trying to think. So... this weekend, Friday was Haley's birthday, and she was someone who, like, okay, so my birthday, I could go without anyone acknowledging it. I mean, obviously, my close friends, if they didn't tell me happy birthday, that would affect me, but I'm not someone who needs, like, a celebration. I don't say, like, oh, it's my birthday week. Like, it makes me a little uncomfortable to have all that attention, but I do love, like, going on a girls' trip and celebrating without, like, it being directly my birthday, if that makes sense. So, Haley's not like that. Haley's like, it's my birthday week. Like, what are we going to do? And she loves seeing all her friends. She had, like, last year, we got an Airbnb, and I think 20 of her friends came. Like, we got this huge house. Anyway, she loves to celebrate. So, I was like, oh, she's going to be really dark, you know, during a quarantine birthday is not ideal for her. Mm-hmm. So we came up with the idea to get canvases and easels and paint, and we sent them out to like 20 of her friends and family, and we did a Zoom party with like 20 of us, and we did a Bob Ross painting. We watched like a YouTube video of him like teaching how to paint, and everyone painted the same paint, and she shared the screen with everyone so everyone was able to see, and like everyone was on this like doing the same thing, and it was so fun. Like, it was such a great idea, and everyone had the best time, and it was an activity where if you were all in person, you'd still be doing the same thing because you're focused on your painting.
What'd you paint?
It was The Distant Mountains by Bob Ross.
Oh, beautiful.
It was such a cute idea to the point where I messaged Becca and was like, can you send me the Amazon links to these, please? Because I'm going to arrange a art class at the Rad Shack this coming week.
It was so fun. The only thing is that like all of her friends and family are really artistic, and you know, I am an athlete, so I am not a creative artist, and I thought mine was looking so good because no one revealed it, and we all revealed them at the end. And at one point her sister, who's like an incredible artist, showed hers. And I was like, oh no. Mine literally looks like a 5-year-old did it. It was so bad.
I'm not good at painting either. I feel like mine would look like a 5-year-old did it too.
But everyone's were so amazing. But it was a really fun activity. So I highly recommend doing a painting at a Zoom party with your friends because it was awesome.
I'm into it.
But anyways, I learned that I'm a horrible artist, not my skills.
What else did you do this weekend? This weekend was a lot of days.
Did you groom anyone?
No, I didn't groom. You can't see it because my hair is brown. Oh, you can kind of see it. I put rose gold in my hair, but now it looks like I put like pink Kool-Aid in my hair.
Cute.
You know, it's not that cute, but it would be so, you should do it. It would be so cute on you with blonde hair.
How do you you put pink Kool-Aid? It's actually, really?
No. It looks like I did, but it's, this girl has a line at Target, Kristen S. She does like Lucy Hale. She does like
yeah. I know who she is. She's like,
Easton knows who she is.
Kristen S is in my hair as we speak.
I use
her shampoo and conditioner.
There you go. So she has this rose gold tint spray, and it's just like, you know, it lasts a week or something. But I got bored, and it was either cut bangs or that, so the less permanent scarring option.
Cute.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What did I do? I watched Grey's, which was... I'm, like, really into Grey's Anatomy right now. I'm, like, back in it.
That's what I like to hear. Good.
That's what I like to hear.
I'm invested in the storylines. Like, I watch, so for a while, I'd literally put it on, and then I would look down at my phone, and I would look up, and it was pretty much over. And I'm like, I have no idea what just happened, and I don't care. And now, like, last night, when I watched the most recent episode last night, and when it ended, I was like, oh, no, we only have one more episode, because they had to stop filming.
Okay, that's encouraging.
Oh, is that right?
That's
encouraging. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they stopped filming.
Yeah, because I think there were supposed to be four more than there's going to be or something.
Oh, jeez. Because some shows made it under the wire. They got their season done before everything shut down. Well, that is too bad.
We learned that Grey's actually is pretty true to time. Like, their turnover time is pretty quick. Right, Becca? When we went, that they were filming something that was, like, airing that week or something.
Yeah, I think that I think what they were filming, how long ago was that? That was, like, a month ago, right?
That was, like, I guess, yeah. Ugh, I mean, time flies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think that, unless that was this past week's episode, because I remember when we saw Richard that he was in, like, he wasn't in Scrubs.
Right. That's a clue.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm really into it. Have you watched the last episode?
No, well, so that's what I was going to ask you. Does Haley watch Grey's with you?
No, she doesn't watch Grey's Anatomy.
See, so this past weekend, I had Red Star with me the whole weekend. And
wow.
Yeah. It was
a weekend?
A full weekend. It was three full days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He went to church with me. Learned how to play poker. Well, I went to my virtual church.
Virtual church, okay.
Yeah, but he went with me, came with me, watched with me. I learned how to play poker, but we have like certain shows that we watch together, and like he's so like I can't watch Grey's with him because he doesn't know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know what's going on, so I wasn't able to watch
it. Now's the time to start from the beginning with him. Just go from E1 P1.
Well, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with Schitt's Creek. So we watch Schitt's. Yeah. That's like our show. So we watch Schitt's Creek together, and we're still on, I think, season two. So we still have like a lot to go. And then we started watching Tiger King. So I haven't been able to catch up on Grey's because I just was with him the whole time.
What's your Tiger King opinion now?
We're on episode 5, so we're like down to the final 2. So I haven't finished it yet.
But now I feel like your opinion is valid now. When you watch 20 minutes of it, I couldn't accept your opinion. But now that you've seen 4+ episodes, I will accept your opinion.
I mean, I don't think I'd want to continue. Now I just want to finish it because I'm there. But like,
right.
I still don't find it like radishing. Or whatever.
I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird when you texted me that you thought he was really hot.
What?
Joe Exotic, when you texted me and you were talking about how hot he is.
He does seem like Tanya's type.
I did?
Yeah, you were like, he looks like Klein. He's really hot.
No, I said he looks like Klein. I did not say he's really hot.
Oh, interesting.
I think you kind of
small detail.
I think you just assumed that. But he looks so much like Klein, it's actually scary.
I know. It's kind of weird. Like, I like drew him up from the future or something.
Well, no, he always existed while you were Klein.
I know, but we didn't know about him.
Right, right, right. I feel like you need to now be him for Halloween.
I mean, I always am.
I know, but like really like match one of his looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be so, like, it's going to be very popular this year. So I got to figure out how to make it original.
That's true.
That is true.
I'm trying to think what else, if anything, happened.
See, that's the problem. We're going to run out of stuff to talk about because no one's doing anything.
I know. You guys,
the weekend
saying.
Is a long time. It's like a full day Friday, a full day Saturday, and a full day Sunday. That's a
no. I was actually telling Haley, I'm like, yeah, we're doing the bonus episodes, which is great because, like, you know, people have been wanting extra episodes, but it's a weird time to be doing bonus episodes because we're not doing anything with our days. Like, what do we talk about?
I have realized that I used to think I was like the master at Remy, this like card game. Like I was always the champion, like with my family. Like I was always just so good. And we've been playing a lot of it together. And I'll show you our scoreboard. I don't know where it is right now, but
what is Remy? I don't know Remy.
Gin Remy. It's like Rummy. I don't know. It's a different.
It's different. That's a different one, Mark.
Every word is just a little bit off.
Just a little bit off. I always thought it was a different. So I thought it was a Serbian card game. So I was like, I have to teach you this amazing Serbian card game that I've been playing with my family forever. And so I teach it to him, and he goes, "Yeah, I've been playing this one for some time too." And I was like, "Oh, I thought it was a Serbian game this entire time." So he knew the basics that we've been playing, and literally he's won every single time. And it's been driving me nuts. So I was like, okay, let's play a different game. Let's try Bananagram. So we've been playing Bananagram, and guess who's good at that one too? Red Star is a wordsmith, apparently.
I respect that. Well, if you're putting in Remy and Radishing, then I think he's going to have an advantage.
He's like so good at crossword puzzles, and Bananagram is all about like making your own crossword puzzle, essentially. So he's just been literally crushing me at every competitive thing we've been doing this entire time. So I'm like,
I respect that he's not letting you win.
He said he'll never let me win, but he does get really like, so he's been teaching me poker, and I've been, we haven't like played really, really. We've just been playing fake hands, and I called him out on his bluff once, and he was like proud of me for it. And then I was getting so bad at Bananagram, he goes, "Why don't we do one together?"
Man. That's so funny. So for Haley's birthday, she was like, "I really want a dartboard. I love darts." And I'm like, oh, wait. Mom's trying to FaceTime me. Not now, Mom. had to hit that decline real quick. But so we got a dartboard, and I've played darts. I think I played once in college. Like, literally, I threw it, like, once. I never cared to do it again. So we set it up, and we go to play, and I beat her the first game. And she's like, "This is my game. Like, I'm supposed to be able to win this one." Feels good, but then she beat me every other time. So,
but see, that's nice. It's like a seesaw, you know. Like sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But guess what? Not Tanya.
Yeah, I mean, you're not known as being a wordsmith. I mean, you have your own words, but legal words.
You should play it where it's only words that Tanya has made up. I think you'd win then.
Oh my gosh! I'm just like, what other games could we play that I would crush at? Because I gotta
Candyland?
We don't have Candyland. Taboo?
I feel like you could be good at Taboo.
Taboo is hard with two people.
Yeah, that's been the issue.
We could do a Zoom Taboo.
Could we?
I don't know. We could try and figure it out.
No, you could. Sure, you could. I think you could.
Like, I got the stuff for the painting, and I'm like, if my painting's worse than his, I give up.
I feel, Tanya, if you're anything like me, it might be. wait, Tori sent an idea in our email, like, thing that was so cute about doing a virtual movie night with the Scrubbers.
Oh, wow.
How fun would that be? Where we, like, you and I do, like, a FaceTime live, and then we sit down to watch a movie, and everyone starts it at the same time.
I'd be so down if it was, like, a cute rom-com.
Yeah.
Down.
By the way, I came up with an idea about 5 years ago, and I bought a web address, and I hired a guy to make the website. And the whole idea of the website and the app was so people could watch TV shows together who weren't physically together. So you could start a show simultaneously and all be commenting and talking to each other while you watch it. It was called Time Shifter. And I was so excited about it. And it just didn't happen because the kid I hired turned out to be kind of flaky. And then somebody else owned that name and had changed the name. Anyway, it fell apart. And now that Netflix Party is a big deal and Facebook Watch is a big deal, I'm really frustrated because that was my idea.
Yeah.
Wow. They stole it right out from under your feet.
I mean, they did. I mean, I guess it wasn't a unique idea, but I could have been first. But maybe that's not good because Friendster and MySpace were first, and look at them now. So who knows? Maybe that's not the greatest.
You needed a global pandemic to come along. You know, it's just 5 years too late for the plague.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's true. Wait, I have a question for everyone. If you could be quarantined with one celebrity.
Channing Tatum.
Oh, unexpected, but okay.
I was going to say, Oprah.
Wait, and why?
I would just like talk to her all day long. Right?
Just ask questions and stuff.
But you'd be so annoying to her, don't you think?
For sure, but like who cares?
But I wouldn't want someone here that I was just going to annoy the whole time. I'd want it to be a pleasant experience for them as well.
Oh, like a twofer.
I mean, I guess like my first thought is Springsteen because I'm a big Springsteen fan, but I'd drive Springsteen crazy after an hour. So I'm not sure. I got to think about this one.
Okay, Becca?
I would choose Chrissy Teigen because I think she's really funny and she cooks. And I feel like she also would give me my space and I would give her space too.
That's a good one. And you guys would hit it off.
I feel like we would. I feel like we have the same humor.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy Teigen's a really good one. You know what I kind of realized the other day too? When I was like watching Chrissy's, I can't remember what I was watching. I think I was watching her like lettuce exchange. And mm-hmm. when John Legend like pulled out that little, he brought like Luna's car to like slide it down or whatever. Red Star kind of gives me like not John Legend vibes, but he kind of has the same like temperament as him.
Oh, geez.
Like just like relaxed and chill.
Yeah, but like down for the fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like always brings like this weird element to it. And you know what I realize is that I put John Legend on my vision board like 2 years ago. Oh, as
this feels, it feels like a little bit of a stretch. But you know, it's quarantine. There's no rules, so we'll take it.
Man, and I told him about it. I sent him a picture of the vision board.
You have been keeping up your yoga to be able to stretch that far.
It's true. It's so true. He totally has his temperament. Anyone? You guys have met. You all have met him.
Yes. No. I don't get a John Legend vibe off of him.
I haven't met John Legend, so it's hard to compare the two.
You can reverse justify anything on your vision board. That's what you're proving to us today. Is you can do it for anything.
You guys just wait. You'd wait till you spend a little more physical time with this man, and you're gonna be like. You know what? You're a cross between John Legend and Ryan Tedder if I ever seen one.
Oh my God. One time I promoted a product that Ryan Tedder, it's like a seltzer drink or like a hemp seltzer water or something. I didn't realize it was his company, but he, from his personal account, wrote me and was like, hey, we'd love to send you some more. And I was like, what the heck, Ryan Tedder? I like didn't know what to say because I was like trying to play cool, but
obsessed.
I know, and like I was like, this is a big deal, but I'm just gonna be cool and just be like, hey, thanks, I love the product, thanks so much,
and I love you, like hello,
yeah, and you're amazing.
There's a video on YouTube of Tanya meeting One Republic, and she's in tears telling them how much she means it to her. It's actually a very very sweet video.
Yeah, I actually was like crying, like legit tears to them.
Yeah, it was almost like a full sob.
Full sob, like full like the hyperventilating cry, like the ugly cry.
But they were
cry.
Sweet.
Like,
they were very touched by it. It was a nice moment.
They were. It was really, so they were really sweet about it.
So the question is, what movie would we watch if you did some sort of a scrubbing movie party? I actually have all of the best romantic comedies on Netflix if you want to run down that list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a break and then we'll do that when we come back.
Perfect. All right, Mark, hit us with the top five on Netflix.
What are you eating, Becca?
I'm eating oatmeal, but it's freezing cold right now.
All right, this is, what is this? This is a story that was in 17 Magazine, which, you know, I read on a regular basis. And these are the Netflix, best chick flicks on Netflix this month. See what you guys think. A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff. Opinion.
Okay. Yes.
Well, how many are there? How many options do we have?
Well, I have, there's like 20 here, but I'll just pick some. I just know you love Hilary Duff. At least Easton does. So that's an option. No.
I love Cinderella Story. I love
Chad Michael Murray. It's so good.
Tanya's making a cringy face.
Well Tanya's favorite movie is Monster in Law. So we're not going with Tanya's favorite.
That's number two. That's the next one on the list.
Perfect.
I literally, someone watched it recently and they were like, we just watched Monster in Law, had to turn it off, that was horrible. And I was like, just FYI, that's Tanya's favorite movie.
It's one of, like, Monster in Law, something's got to give and he's just not that into you, or like my top three.
All right, let me run through the rest of these. I'll just go quick until we fall on one that we want to talk about. Julie and Julia, that's fine. New York Minute with the Olsen twins. Sex and the City. What?
York Minute is not going to be the one, I don't think.
Okay. Sex and the City 2, which is kind of an odd choice.
What? I feel like. Not number one?
Well, I don't think number one is on Netflix right now, but number
two.
Oh,
okay. Number two sucks. Okay. Got it.
Let's see. That was a Netflix original. And To All the Boys I've Loved Before, Dumpling. Oh, He's Just Not That Into You. There you go, Tanya. It's on the list. That may be the winner, actually.
I mean, we talk about it all the time, so it would make sense for us to watch that all together.
It's such a solid choice, man.
How do we feel about Life as We Know It?
I've never seen it.
That's Izzy. Isn't that Izzy in that one?
Oh, yeah, with Josh Duhamel.
Katherine Heigl and Josh Duhamel?
Yeah. I mean, I loved that movie when it first came out, but I don't know if that's a contender for the scrubbing and movie night.
All right. First Wives Club. Oh, my goodness.
I do love that movie.
That was a passionate gasp.
It was. The design
the eyes Tanya's, are wide.
The design in the stairwell behind Tanya actually got longer when I mentioned that one.
Sick.
Let's see. That's about it, I think. About Time with Rachel McAdams?
It's pretty sad.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's between First Wives Club and He's Just Not That Into You.
I would say He's Just Not That Into You.
I mean, iconic. It's truly the movie of our generation.
I'm
just
gonna...
because it encompasses every type of situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's the girl who's being cheated on, then there's the girl who like has a guy chasing after her, but she doesn't like the nice guy. She wants a bad boy. And then there's the girl who is with Ben Affleck who never wants to marry her. That's Jennifer Aniston. And then you have Gigi, who's just like the hopeless romantic, just trying to like do everything. She's doing everything that she can, and it all goes wrong. It's just like, it's every scenario. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore, I mean, it's like,
yeah,
okay,
it's just overwhelming.
Something else a scrubber sent to me, and I'll have to look up her name because I forget who it was, but she sent me a Grey's Anatomy Would You Rather.
Ooh.
Would you be interested in a Grey's Anatomy Would You Rather?
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Right. Well, I'm going to give you choices. Like, for example, would you rather work at Grace Sloan as with Richard as chief of surgery or with Bailey as chief of surgery?
Bailey.
I'm going to go Richard because that's when all the OGs were there.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'll tell you then what the people on BuzzFeed said. And it is an even 50-50 split. Very slight lead for Richard, but it's 50-50 overall in terms of percentages. Would you rather be Meredith's intern or Christina's intern?
Both seem kind of tough.
Oh, that is hard. I think I'd go with Meredith because I think if I messed up, she's a little more, not way more forgiving, but seems a little more forgiving than Christina would be.
I'd go with Christina just because.
71% said Meredith.
I get that, though.
Would you rather save Alex and Izzy's relationship or Alex and Joe's relationship?
Ooh, this is hard.
You know what? The old Tanya would have said Alex and Izzy, and the new Tanya is saying Alex and Joe.
Why, though?
This is quarantine Tanya that's had this revelation?
Yeah.
What is why?
Because, like, Izzy just left him high and dry. Like, she was like, peace out, yo. Like, what the F, you know?
but Alex just left Joe high and dry.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
So you're going Alex and Joe.
I'm going Alex and Joe.
But okay. Alex and Izzy did the same thing. Like, Izzy left Alex and Alex left Joe. So Izzy and Alex belong together because they're the same type of person. They can just leave someone.
Oh, I see.
So you're going Izzy.
Yeah.
All right, 79% say Alex and Joe. They agree with Tanya. Would you rather save Christina and Burke's relationship or Christina and Owen's relationship?
Burke, 100%.
Burke.
57% said Christina and Owen.
57 is like barely winning, though.
That's true, but it is winning over Christina and Burke. I wonder if it's because these people are younger and they don't even remember Christina and Burke.
Burke, yeah.
Would you rather go on a double date? All right, so think of yourselves, you and your current relationship, out at the restaurant. I guess you can't go out in a restaurant, but out on a double date with Meredith and Derek or with Mark and Lexi?
Meredith and Derek.
Oh, that was a no-brainer for me. And only 52% said Meredith and Derek.
That's interesting, actually.
I did love Lexi and Mark, though.
That's over 200,000 votes, by the way. Wow. I think I know the answer to this one. Would you rather be able to save Denny or Henry?
Henry!
I am offended for the ghost of Denny's past. Denny, obviously.
I loved Henry, and I did too.
I actually really liked Henry.
It was so sad.
Well, the winner is 52-48. Denny.
Only by 52? That is some messed up ish right there.
I'm telling you, Henry struck a chord with people.
Justice for Henry. Hey, would you rather spend a rotation with Mark and Jackson in plastics or with Arizona and Alex in peds?
I have reasons for both. Because I feel like if I were a surgeon, I'd be a ped surgeon. But also Jackson Avery is like, I love him.
Okay.
I texted Tanya and I was like, man, what did I say? I was just he is just a beautiful man. Like, it's weird, but like down to the way his clothes fit him and the way he wears his clothes.
I mean, yeah,
he has like a swagger.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. He never DM'd me back.
Ouch.
Fine.
I can freely admit that is a beautiful man. So what's the answer here?
I'm going to go Alex in Arizona for peds because I'm here to work. I'm not here to stare at
a man. Be too distracting. That's smart.
I'm going peds too just because like peds? So much cuter.
All right. right. Let's do that. So, and 65% say Arizona and Alex and Peds. This one's an easy one for me. Would you rather have Ellis Gray or Catherine Avery as your mom?
Catherine Avery, obviously.
Well, is this pre? Yeah, I guess Catherine Avery. She cares too much, but at least she cares.
True. 80% say Catherine Avery. This one's just you personally. Would you rather only be able to watch the hospital shooting episodes or the plane crash episodes?
Oh, my gosh.
There's multiple plane crash episodes?
Well, there's one plane crash, but I think it's like two episodes.
Oh. I'm going to go shooter episodes.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Because no one died that I cared about, I don't think.
62% say the shooting episodes. Who would you like to resurrect? George, Lexi, Mark, or Shepard? O'Malley, Lexi, Sloan, or Shepard?
Shepard.
I'll do 40, it in order.
40. I'm going to okay, go please, yeah.
Shepard, Lexi, Mark, George.
Oh, justice for George. I'm going Shepard, George, Lexi, Mark.
BuzzFeed users went Shepard, Gray, O'Malley, Sloan, Shepard, 49%.
Solid.
All right. Which of these doctors would you like to come back and work at Gray Sloan? Christina Yang, April Kepner, or Izzy Stevens?
Christina Yang.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, Christina Yang.
Christina, April, Izzy.
83% said Christina, and that is the order. Christina, April, Izzy. All right. Would you rather date Derek, DeLuca, or Riggs?
Tanya's all blushing, thinking about any option.
Because I also have drawn.
Because what? Oh, no.
I've also drawn a comparison to Red Star and Derek Shepherd.
Of course you have.
Wait, how?
I can't tell you quite yet, but I will tell you in due time.
Ooh la la.
That's interesting.
It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because, like, a lot of people write me and they're like, I'm rewatching the beginning of Grey's, and Derek was kind of a dick. Like, he was not a great guy to Meredith.
I know. I forget about that, too.
But what I remember was that they, like, really loved each other and they were both just very complicated humans.
Well, I think you forget that Derek was married before he had Meredith. Like, I fully, like, forgot that he had Addison until I'm, like, reminded of it. You know what I mean?
I don't. And, like, those episodes made it so real in this situation because Addison had cheated on Derek. And so he was kind of, like, put himself out of the marriage, even though he hadn't officially done what was right legally or whatever. But he had already, like, she left him, essentially, and went to Mark. And then he fell in love with Meredith. But then Addison came back, and he tried to make it work to do the right thing. But his heart was with Meredith.
Yeah.
All right. So Derek
is the
winner.
I'm going to go back.
I'm going to go Derek. But yeah, DeLuca's sure. A strong second.
Same. Even though he's been spinning out lately?
Well, okay. That's not who he is. He's going through something right now. So this last episode, I'm seeing redemption.
All right, so we did that version. Now, would you rather date Callie, Arizona, or Amelia?
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona for sure.
Arizona's the winner again. Very nice. And last question. What specialty would you like to have at Gray Sloan?
Peds.
Peds would be tough.
What specialty would I like to have?
I could see you in, like, OBGYN.
Like, delivering babies?
Like, Addison. Yeah.
Yeah. I would like that. All right. I'll do OBGYN.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Is that even a...
Yes, it is one of them. All right. Peds is the winner, 29%, followed by general, trauma, neuro, then OBGYN and fetal, cardiothoracic, orthopedic, and last is plastics.
That's interesting. I would think plastics would be higher up there on the list.
I would think so, too, just because you get to work with Sloan or with Avery.
Right. Right. Like the
Here we go.
Here we go.
That just sent me into, I think I just was, what's it called? Hypnotized.
I don't know the word I'm looking for. It's like not even on the tip of my tongue. It's like not even in my head. It's like in, it's in limbo or ubiquity,
like
or
the scenery, maybe.
Sure.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Tanya, this is a question I just have. It's random, but I weirdly was thinking about it last night. Have you tooted in front of Red Star yet?
A great question.
I have not.
Has he in front of you?
He has not.
Wow.
I like it.
I do like it too.
What are you going to do if it accidentally happens, if you're like working out together or something?
You know what's funny is we worked out together yesterday and I almost slipped out. I literally just like sat and pretended like I needed to take a break, but I just like was like, I can't. And then like I was telling you, we had a full meal last night of things that I normally don't eat and it was not agreeing with me. And so I just kept running up to my laundry room and saying like I was doing laundry.
To fart.
To fart, yeah.
That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of stairs you have to go up.
I know. I'm trying. I'm trying to keep the sexy alive, you know? Have you tooted in front of 95P?
I don't think. If it's happened, it's been, like, accident and, like, we didn't address it. But I'm not really, like, I'll be honest. I'm not really a farter. Right. I like burp, but I don't really do that anymore. I used to do it loud and my sisters would be like, are you kidding me? Because we all live together. But now I just am like, you know, I do it to myself.
Yeah. I'm going to try and keep it to myself as long as possible. Yesterday was a challenge though.
Thank you to Amber and Christy for posting that. Would you rather quiz for us today?
That was fun.
An interesting dilemma. Because I think he'll laugh when you do it the first time.
I'm sure he will. I mean, he knows that I have, like, bowel issues. And, like, it was actually really cute. He helped me create this, like, concoction. It's, like, psyllium husk and, like, just a bunch of, like, different fiber things to get me going every day. And it's worked a little bit. But it's funny because he'll be like, I don't want to know how well it's worked. I just want to know if it's working for you.
Yeah, it's just like keeping the details to a minimum.
Right, right. But I thought that was sweet that he cares.
Yeah, y'all are very similar. You love like vitamins and like health things.
You guys are like the same. You take like vitamins and stuff.
Yeah, y'all are so similar in your like lifestyles.
It is true because last night we had like what we called like our last supper. Because I'm going back, like I'm doing Teddy's program for 2 weeks. I'm doing her Jumpstart, and so last night we had like we went and got burgers, pizza, and salad,
What, burgers and pizza
and salad.
Wow.
Okay, so you had the burger. You told me off air it was from the Apple Pan.
Yes.
Where did the pizza come from?
Oh, nice.
Pizza Rev.
Oh, interesting.
It was gluten-free crust and dairy-free cheese.
Wow, really living it up.
That might as well be a salad.
But it's really funny because both of us, before we went to bed, were like, like, just did not feel well. Not a good situation.
Yeah, that dairy-free and gluten-free will really make you feel sick.
Well, and the burger.
Oh, yeah, the burger.
I usually eat one burger a month when I'm on my period, and I get it with, like, a lettuce wrap without cheese.
Mm. That's like, the lamest Last Supper I've ever heard of.
What brings you happiness? Like, what do you do to feel happy?
What do you derive joy?
How do you splurge?
Hug people. Yeah.
No, what's your guilty pleasure food wise?
Sweets. So we had vegan ice cream. I have vegan ice cream and that Honey Mama chocolate that like we put on top of it. It was delicious.
It's weird because like when I feel like I'm gonna splurge, I do it. It's big. And I don't feel great afterwards, but I feel content. Like, I really let myself go.
Yeah.
And that sometimes feels great. Well, I lived like 30 years of my life, 31 years. And so just recently did I even, splurging was my everyday life. And now when I splurge, my body reacts differently. My splurge?
Yeah.
Like pasta. I had pasta the other night. I had like that creamy, like pink sauce with, it was like fettuccine with asparagus and tomatoes. Oh, so good. With bread. Mm.
That does sound quite nice, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to be pretty balanced. I'm working out. I feel so much better when I work out. Like, the days where I work out, I'm like a totally different person than the days where I don't.
That's why I have to do it every day. Because I'm like on a, I'm like on a, I'm on a, I'm on a, what am I on?
I don't know.
I was gonna say, like, I'm on a high, like I'm on like a crazy high when I work out. So it's like good for me to do it daily, because when I don't, I feel like I have like a dead rat inside me.
Oh God! Wow.
What sweets? When you say sweets, do you mean candy? Do you mean brownies, cake? What are we talking? Like, what's the one thing? Ice cream.
All of the above. All of the above.
But if you could only have one thing,
it'd probably be vegan ice cream.
Oh my God. That's not a splurge.
Yo, well, you should try the kind that I have.
No, that is not true. You love like yogurt. You love like Froyo and stuff. You get like Froyo. Nutella.
Yeah. I put like all the things on it, like pink berry and things like that.
Yeah. Don't let her fool you. She knows how to splurge in the sweets.
But then I'll just have the diarrhea.
Well, hey, yeah. Sometimes you gotta splurge.
It's a small price.
Yeah, you splurge
to pay.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take a break. We need to get to emails, and then we need to clear the line, because there's another podcast coming in about 15 minutes.
Wait, Tanya. When you do Teddy's jump start, do you work out doing that too, or is it just like you're clean? Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
But like pretty like low key workout, because your body's adjusting and doing. It's like a drastic thing, right?
Not really that drastic for me.
Oh, I thought it was like you don't work out on the jump start hard because your body's like, you know, you're like doing basically like a clean out of. No.
I mean, I'm probably not going to work out hard just because it's like raining. So that's going to limit me. But I just like need to like bring the structure back. And I think it's going to help me like bring some structure back, because it's just been like peanut butter jelly time.
We need structure. It is very important, I think. Hey, Chloe has a question for you guys. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes, Chloe.
I recently got an amazing job opportunity, and it happens to be for a company one of my best friends currently works for. It's a really good opportunity career-wise, but I'm getting a little nervous about working so close with a friend. The company's pretty large, but the local office where we both be working is 9 people. I'm worried that it'd be too much time together. We would lose that time together outside of work. After spending 40-plus hours a week together at work, would we really want to go out for drinks on a Saturday or do a Sunday brunch? I know you guys don't work that closely, but I wanted to get an outside perspective. Do you think it's a good idea to have two close friends working together? This woman's clearly a Becca.
Yeah.
Tanya would never ask this question.
Well, it is interesting, because a lot of people told me, they were like, you know, it's not great to work with like your best friend. You probably shouldn't work with your best friend. And like, you guys aren't going to be best friends at the end of it. And I'm like, I actually am really proud of the way that like we've not only stayed best friends, but also just like handled situations together and things like that. Like, you've always like stood by my side and been there for me and like championed me, and like, I don't know, it's been really cool. So I would always tell this girl, yes, I think you absolutely should, because also as like your life moves on and things happen, and, you know, like get in relationships and things start to shift, like, I'm so grateful for the podcast stuff that we get to do together, because it is time that we get to spend together, you know. So it's a yes for me.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think if your best, like, it'd be different if I always am like, I don't recommend living with your best friend, just because I think, I mean, unless your best friend is your partner.
That was
but
very
offensive
to Tanya right there. She's very offensive.
I just, because that relationship's so special and you do want to have those moments of, like, you know, having time away from each other so that you want to hang out. But I think working together would be really fun. And as long as you can communicate, like, and not, you know, be, if it's work related, not be sensitive to each other. If you have to, you know, do something that's work related that might be uncomfortable, not associated with your friendship outside of the office, and keep it, you know, professional. I think you're totally fine.
I agree. Tanya made a really good point. When one of you gets a boyfriend, it's going to be a lot fewer drinks on Saturdays and a lot fewer Sunday brunches. And so it's going to be good that you have this time together at work. I think that's great. I don't think there's any issue with this.
Yeah. Like, it's like, think about it. Like, when we started this podcast, both of Becca, we were both super single. And mm-hmm. now we're both super not. And that takes up some of your time, you know? And so I think that I do value, like, the things and, like, the, you know, like when we got to do the live shows and travel and, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, I would say it's, our situation is different in the sense that
for sure.
we see each other, you know, for work once a week, or, you know, now twice a week over the computer. But I do think it is a different dynamic going into the office and seeing each other. But I think I would still have, like, a blast if I saw Tanya every day. And if I was in a mood, or, like, we got into, like, a friend bicker or whatever, I'd be like, I'm just going to focus on my work today, and then yeah. we'll handle this outside of the office.
Yeah, and we've gotten in bickers before, and we work through it.
Yeah, I have to work through a lot sometimes with Tanya, you know? Just kidding.
Kenzie says, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. He lives 2 hours away from me, and he has the entire time. I really love him, and he loves me. I graduate in May with my degree in elementary education, so we've decided that I am moving there, and we are getting a place together closer to me starting my job teaching in August. But I don't know how to tell my family. My family does not like him because we've had a fight in the past. This is what I really want, and I don't know what to do. What should I do?
Okay, well, what fight? Like, everyone gets in fights.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Like, that feels like maybe it's a bigger deal, or your family's really dramatic and too involved in your life.
I don't know. I'm concerned.
Why? I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Do you feel like it's a bigger deal for, I mean, if for your family to be like...
I feel like when I look back at the girls I dated, everyone that my parents didn't like, they were right. In retrospect, they were absolutely right. We've talked about this on the radio show. Seacrest says the same thing. When your parents really don't like somebody, your instinct is to fight that and prove them wrong. But years later, you look back and you're like, yeah, they were so right. That guy was awful. So I know this isn't the best advice, maybe. I don't know. But I would really take your parents' opinion into consideration. And if you don't care what they think, then move in with a guy. Who cares?
I get what you're saying, Mark. I do think, especially I've read in the Facebook group some situations from other scrubbers saying, like, their parents are, like, so involved in their life and horrible to them and, like, too involved in their relationship. And I think you have to go with your gut. But if you feel like, and the thing is, like, you might move and y'all might move in together and you might realize things on your own without needing your family's opinion of it. And if mm-hmm. they are right, that's fine. Hopefully they don't rub it in your face. But it's your life, and I think that if that's the case, then you need to learn on your own and not do what you want to do just because your parents don't like it. Because, did she say how old she is?
She did not.
Like, if you're making that decision, you're an adult, so you're living your own life.
She graduated college in May, so I would guess she's 22, 23.
22, yeah. I mean, this is the time where you make those decisions and you either learn from them or they work out and he's your guy and maybe your family will come around. But I don't know. I think it's like you can be respectful to your parents and appreciate their opinion and, like, you know, keep it in the back of your head. But I don't think you can live your life based around, like, what your parents think.
This would be really hard for me because I don't really have a personal experience with it. Like, I don't think my parents have ever stepped in and said that they didn't like somebody that I was dating.
Would you listen, though? Like, if your parents didn't like Red Star?
I mean, I would definitely ask why. I would probably want to know the, like, root of, like, why, you know?
Right.
Do you think your parents would have an issue with moving in with somebody quickly?
No.
Not quickly. I mean, 2 years isn't terribly quickly, but you don't think they would care?
No. I think,
is there anything your parents would care about? In terms of who you date, or
I guess if a guy maybe wasn't treating you like, well. If he was like a serial killer, or like...
Okay, well, yes. But also if he was just kind of a jerk to you, and they saw him be a jerk to you, that would probably be a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think they would
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, the way she worded it is so vague. It's like, was there fight about something small that, you know, most couples get into, or was it something where he was treating her a certain way and they were like, we don't like this?
See, I think she did different. That. My family does not like him because we have had a fight in the past. I think she's intentionally downplaying the fight to us to get the response from us that she's looking for.
The validation?
Yeah.
Right, which is like, don't listen to them. Yeah.
Right, and yeah. I'm saying listen to them. That fight was a much bigger deal than you're making it out to be. They saw a side of him, or they saw how he made you feel. There's something more going on here that you're not telling us because you don't want us to tell you the truth, which is maybe this isn't a great situation.
I need a follow-up. I need to know what the fight was about, please. What's her name?
Her name is Kenzie.
I almost said Cynthia, but kind of close. Kenzie, we need a follow-up. I just want to know... Obviously, you don't have to give personal details, but a little more information about what the fight was about, because there's a big difference in having an argument.
Yeah, we need a follow-up. We need a follow-up on this email.
All right.
Thursday.
Okay, yeah, Thursday.
Well, we'll see what we can get. And I know that I'm in full dad mode. I get that.
I'm the same, and I like my big... I hate any time I disappoint my parents, but I've also realized, you know, that my life is mine, and... Sometimes they're human and they might be wrong too. But I will say, everyone in the past that they maybe didn't like or didn't think was good for me, they were right about. But I don't necessarily think that that means they're always going to be right.
Okay, fair enough. All right, that's going to do it for another episode of Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Redd.
It was so fun. We'll see you all again on Thursday, and we'll work out the kinks of the scrubbing in movie night, and we'll figure those plans out.
Can we do it Friday night?
I mean, I don't have any plans, so I think that's great.
You know what, though? We should talk about that. We on Thursday's podcast, I want to talk about that because everybody just assumes that like you have every minute free of your day.
Yeah, I don't because like that.
I don't like that because it's like I have a full calendar of things every single day. Like, and so don't think that I can just pick up.
I was asked to be on a conference call Friday afternoon at 3:45. I'm like, you guys would have never asked me to be on a conference call on a Friday afternoon at 3:45 if we were actually going into the office. So yeah. Let's keep those like time rules in place. Let's respect each other's time.
Yeah.
Okay. If everyone's available on Friday, that would be a great time. I'm available if everyone else is available.
I would love Friday night.
Easton, Mark.
All right. It's a date.
Yeah, hey, I'm there.
He's just not that into you. Y'all's favorite.
Nothing makes.
Have
me
y'all
happier.
Seen it? Have y'all both seen it, Mark and Easton?
I did see that. I saw that one in the theater, I believe.
I have not seen that one.
Boy, you're in for a treat.
All right. See you guys on Thursday. Have a great week. And we love you.
Love you.